Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar and their Mazeres Moed Katan Daf Test. The first parak, Mashkin Beis HaShlachim. The first parak has been generously sponsored in the memory of Menachem Mendel, ben Rav Yosef Yitzhak Isaac Cohen, and his son Habachi Yosef Yitzhak Isaac ben Rav Menachem Mendel Cohen. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three tabs are going to focus on number one. The Gemara asks for this source for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We do not mix one simcha with another simcha. And brings a pasuk regarding Shlomo's celebration of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash that states, Yah Shlomo Be'esa Hi Asachag. And Shlomo made a celebration at that time. And all of Yisrael was with him, a large congregation, from the approach to Hamas until the Nachal of Mitzrayim, before Hashem our God. Shivas Yamim, Shivas Yamim, Arba Sayom. For 7 days and for seven more days, 14 days. They celebrated for 7 days before Sukkot, and then celebrated for 7 days during Sukkot, for a total of 14 days. After the first proof in this pasuk is rejected, the Gemara clarifies that the proof is from the redundancy of saying that they celebrated for 14 days when it had just stated they had celebrated for 7 days and seven more days. Shema mina hani l'chud v'hani l'chud. We learn from this that the 7 days of celebrating the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash are on their own, and the 7 days of Sukkot are on their own, meaning that the Simchas were not mixed. Point of it to referring to the celebration of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Parnach said in the name of Yochanan, Osa shana la'as Yisrael as Yom Kippurim. That year, Yisrael did not keep Yom Kippur. And the Jewish people are worried that perhaps the enemies of Yisrael, which is a euphemism for Yisrael, deserve destruction for this. Abasko went out and said to them, you are all prepared for life in Olam Haba. The Gemara explains how they determined that they could celebrate through Yom Kippur. They made the following kal vachomer. Ma Mishkan she'en kedushas so kedushas olam v'karbon yachid. If by the dedication of the Mishkan, whose kedusha is not everlasting, and we're dealing with the individual karbonos of the Nesim, docher Shabbos to Isser Skila, yet it was docher Shabbos, which is an Isser Skila, Mikdash, to kedushas so kedushas olam v'karbon sibur v'yom kippurim, danish kores, l'kol shekein, then all the more so by the dedication of the base of Mikdash, whose kedusha is everlasting, and the karbanas are for the tzibur, and on Yom Kippur the onish is only karis, that their celebration should override Yom Kippur. Pointing with through, Yonas ben Asmai and Reuhud ben Gerim were sitting and discussing the following pasuk of Mishlei regarding the Torah. Yakar himi pnimim v'kol chavetzecha v'yishuvah. It's more precious than pearls, and all of your desires cannot compare to it. From the fact that pasuk says all your desires, it implies hachavste shemaim yishuvah, but the desires of heaven, referring to mitzvahs, do compare to it. But it's written in another pasuk regarding the Torah, v'chol chavatzim lo yishuvah, and all desires cannot compare to it, implying that mitzvahs cannot compare to Talmud Torah. They resolve the contradiction of the pesukim by explaining, kan b'mitzvah she'efshel lasos hal yidei acherim. Here in the pasuk, the mitzvahs do not compare to Talmud Torah. It refers to a mitzvah that can be performed by others. Therefore, one who is learning should let someone else do the mitzvah. Kan b'mitzvah she'efshel lasos hal yidei acherim. Whereas here, in the pasuk that implies the mitzvahs are equal to Talmud Torah, it refers to a mitzvah which cannot be done by others. Therefore, a person learning should stop learning and perform the mitzvah. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks for the source for Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We do not mix one simcha with another simcha, and brings a pasuk regarding Shlomo's celebration of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash that states, V'yaz Shlomo Be'esa Hi Asachag. And Shlomo made a celebration at that time, and all of Yisrael was with him, a large congregation from the approach to Hamas until the Nachal of Mitzrayim before Hashem our God, Shivas Yamim v'Shivas Yamim Arba Sayom, for 7 days and for seven more days, 14 days. They celebrated for 7 days before Sukkot, and then celebrated for 7 days during Sukkot for a total of 14 days. After the first proof from this pasuk is rejected, the Gemara clarifies that the proof is from the redundancy of saying that they celebrated for 14 days when it had just stated they had celebrated for 7 days and seven more days. Shema mina hani l'chud v'hani l'chud. Learn from this that the 7 days of celebrating the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash are on their own, and the 7 days of Sukkot are on their own, meaning that the simchas were not mixed. Pointing to referring to the celebration of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Parnach said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Osa shana la'as Yisrael as Yom Kippurim. That year, Yisrael did not keep Yom Kippur. And the Jewish people were worried that perhaps the enemies of Yisrael, which is a euphemism for Yisrael, deserve destruction for this. Abasko went out and said to them, you are all prepared for life in Olam Haba. The Gemara explains how they determined that they could celebrate through Yom Kippur. They made the following kal vachomer. Ma Mishkan she'en kedushas so kedushas olam v'karbon yachid. If by the dedication of the Mishkan, whose kedusha is not everlasting, and we're dealing with the individual karbanos of the Nesim, docher Shabbos to Isser Skila, yet it was docher Shabbos, which is an Isser Skila, Mikdash, the Kedushas of Kedushas Olam, a carbon seabor, V'yom HaKippurim de Anish Koras, well, Kol Shekein, then all the more so, by the dedication of the base of Mikdash, whose Kedusha is everlasting, and the Karbanos are for the seabor, and in Yom Kippur the Onish is only Koras, that their celebration should override Yom Kippur. And pointing me through, Rabbi Yonasan ben Asma and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim were sitting and discussing the following pasuk in Mishlei regarding the Torah. Yekarim pinimi v'chol chavatzecho yishuvah. It's more precious than pearls, and all of your desires cannot compare to it. From the fact that the pasuk says, all your desires, it implies, hachafse shamayim yishuvah. But the desires of heaven, referring to mitzvahs, do compare to it. But it's written in another pasuk regarding the Torah, v'chol chafatzimo yishuvah. And all desires cannot compare to it, implying that mitzvahs cannot compare to Talmud Torah. They resolve the contradiction of the psukim by explaining, kam b'mitzvah she'efshel asos chal yidei acherim, here in the pasuk, that mitzvahs do not compare to Talmud Torah refers to a mitzvah that can be performed by others. Therefore, one who is learning should let someone else do the mitzvah. Kan b'mitzvah she'efshel asos chal yidei acherim, whereas here, in the pasuk that implies the mitzvahs are equal to Talmud Torah, it refers to a mitzvah which cannot be done by others. Therefore, a person learning should stop learning and perform the mitzvah. All right, so now we get our simon for daf tes, and our standard simon is a teapot, because teapot is a t sound, and a tes sort of looks like a teapot. So here goes. The ladies enjoying two separate seven-day tea parties, making sure not to mix simchas, were aghast when one lady shared that the Jews ate in Yom Kippur when the base of Mikdash was dedicated, and another one was told her grandson shouldn't leave learning if someone else can pour the tea. Once again, slow motion. The ladies enjoying two separate seven-day tea parties. Tea? That must mean we're on duff. Tess, teapot. The ladies enjoying two separate seven-day tea parties, making sure not to mix simchas, which reminds us that the source for ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, we do not mix one simcha with another simcha, comes from a pasuk regarding Shlomo's celebration of the dedication of the base of Mikdash. Shivas yamim v'shivas yamim arba seyom, for 7 days, and for seven more days, 14 days. They celebrated for 7 days before Sukkot, and then celebrated for 7 days during Sukkot, for a total of 14 days. The proof is from the redundancy of saying that they celebrated for 14 days, when it had just stated that they had celebrated for 7 days and seven more days. Shmamina, hani l'chud v'hani l'chud. We can learn from this that the 7 days of celebrating the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash are on their own, and the 7 days of Sukkot are on their own, meaning that the simchas were not mixed. So the ladies enjoying two separate seven-day tea parties, making sure not to mix simchas, were aghast when one lady shared that the Jews ate on Yom Kippur when the Beis HaMikdash was dedicated, which reminds us that the year of the dedication of the Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael did not keep Yom Kippur. They made the following Kal Vachomer. If by the dedication of the Mishkan, whose Kedusha is not everlasting, and we're dealing with the individual Karbanos of the Nesim, yet it was Docha Shabbos, which is in Isser Skila, then all the more so by the dedication of the base of Mikdash, whose Kedusha is everlasting, and the Karbanos over the Tzibor, and in Yom Kippur, the Onish is only Karis, that the celebration should override Yom Kippur. So the ladies enjoying two separate seven-day tea parties, making sure not to mix simchas, were aghast when one lady shared that the Jews ate on Yom Kippur when the base of Mikdash was dedicated, and another one was told her grandson shouldn't leave learning if someone else can pour the tea. Which reminds the Gemara resolves a seeming contradiction between two psukim regarding the issue of whether mitzvahs are equal to Talmud Torah by explaining, kan b'mitzvah she'efshel asos al yidei acherim, that here in the pasuk that mitzvahs do not compare to Talmud Torah, it refers to a mitzvah that can be performed by others. Therefore, one who is learning should let someone else do the mitzvah. Kan b'mitzvah she'efshel asos al yidei acherim, whereas here, in the pasuk that implies the mitzvahs are equal to Talmud Torah, it refers to a mitzvah which cannot be done by others. Therefore, a person learning should stop learning and perform the mitzvah. So once again, the ladies enjoying two separate seven-day tea parties, making sure not to mix simchas, were aghast when one lady shared that the Jews ate in Yom Kippur when the base of Mikdash was dedicated, and another one was told her grandson shouldn't leave learning if someone else can pour the tea. All right, now it's time for a four blah blah chazara. Daf hay. So the simmer daf hay is hay or a haystack. So here goes. The children sitting on bales of hay. Hey, that must be on duff. Hey. The children sitting on bales of hay watching their father schwitz as they dug a new cistern on Chol Hamoed for the public, which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated, Mesaknus Kukuli Amayim Shibushus Rabim, one may fix damaged cisterns in Rishus Rabim Chol Hamoed, which refers to clearing them out of debris. And the Gemara inferred from here, Chatita In Chafir Lo, clearing the cisterns out is permitted, but digging new ones is not. Rabbi Yaakov said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that they didn't teach that digging cisterns was forbidden except when the public doesn't need them. But if the public needs them, then digging them is permitted. So the children sitting on bales of hay watching their father schwitz as they dug a new cistern on Chol Hamoed for the public didn't challenge the Rebbe who was there as well. Which reminds us, Rabbi Shuben Levi said, Kol Hasham Or Chosav, whoever evaluates his ways, which Rashi explains means that he weighs the loss of doing a mitzvah versus its reward and the gain of doing an avera versus the loss, Zoche v'Rob Yishu Asa Shekosh Baruch Hu will be Zoche to see the salvation of Hakosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara brings the story of Rabbi Yanai's Talmud, who would challenge him in Shir, but not when it was widely attended by the public, so as not to embarrass Rabbi Yanai if he didn't know the answer. So the children sitting on bales of hay watching their father Shvitz as they dug in his sister on Chol HaMoed for the public didn't challenge the Rebbe who was there as well, marking graves in a base of pras, which reminds us, the Mishnah had stated, Mitzainis, Kafaros, one may mark graves on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara brings a brice that teaches that only things that transmit tumah through an oil can be marked, with one example being a base of pras, a field where a grave was plowed over. After bringing statements that indicate that a base of pras does not transmit tumah via an oil, the Gemara concludes and brings a Mishnah from Olos that teaches Shosha base of prasen. There are three types of base of pras. Dav Vav, so the simmer Dav Vav is a sword. So here goes. The Zal Shulchei Basin that went out on Chol HaMoed, brandishing their swords, that must mean we're on Dav Vav. The Zal Shulchei Basin that went out on Chol HaMoed, brandishing their swords to inspect the fields for Kalayim, which reminds us the Mishnah said that Shulchei Basin also go out to inspect the fields for Kalayim, referring to Pesach Chol HaMoed. The Gemara in Ardav has said this is a contradiction to a Mishnah in Shkalim that says the inspectors go out on the 15th of Adar. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanin each provide an answer. One said that the Mishnah in Shkalim is dealing with the early crop, whereas the Mishnah here is dealing with the later crop. The other one said, Kam b'zvarim, kam b'yarakos. The Mishnah in Shkalim deals with grains, whereas here it deals with vegetables. So the Zelsa Shulchei Basin that went out on Chol HaMoed, brandishing their swords to inspect the fields for Kalayim, saw a man use his sword to make a channel to draw water from one tree to another, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states, Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov says, Moshkin has a mind, me ilin the ilin, we may draw the water from one tree to another tree on Chol HaMoed, provided that one does not water the entire field. Rashi explains that the trees need to be irrigated to prevent financial loss, but the whole field may not be watered because the grains in this case can survive on rainwater, and plants that were not watered before the Moed may not be watered in Chol HaMoed. Rashi explains that since they were not watered regularly before, they'll survive if one doesn't water them during Chol HaMoed. The Chamim materim b'zeh b'zeh, but the Chamim permit watering in both cases. Rashi explains that the Chamim here is Rabbi Meir, who permits watering a rainwater field in order to enhance its growth. So the zealous Shulchei Basin that went out on Chol HaMoed brandishing their swords to inspect the fields for Kalayim, saw a man use his sword to make a channel to draw water from one tree to another, next to an anthill where a battle to the deaths was going on. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings up Bryce that states, we may destroy anthills on Chol HaMoed, and Rav Shimon Gamliel explains how. One brings dirt from this anthill and puts it in this anthill, and the ants choke each other to death. Rashi explains that when the ants smell the unfamiliar soil, they panic and kill each other. Dav Zayin, so the simmer Dav Zayin is clay Zayin, a weapon, a gun. So here goes. The heavily armed guards, gun, that must mean we're on Dav Zayin. The heavily armed guards hired to prevent the Kohen from looking at people's Nagaim on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us that we have a Malchus Rav Meir on the Chachamim whether a Kohen can look at a Nega on Chol HaMoed. Rav Meir says, a Kohen may look and examine a Nega Tzras on Chol HaMoed to be Mekel, but not to be Machmir. Rashi explains that Kohen sees that he's Tamei, shouldn't say anything, because if he declares him Tamei, he'll cause a person distress, and the Torah says, V'samachta b'chagecha, and you should rejoice in your Chag. But the Chachamim say a Kohen may not examine at all, neither to be Mekel nor Machmir. They hold the Kohen who examines a Nega must make a ruling, and if he were to examine it in order to be Mekel, he might end up having to be Machmir. So, the heavily armed guards hired to prevent the Kohen from looking at people's Nagaim on Chol HaMoed weren't sure if they should let him go and look at the Metzorah at the end of his second confinement, which reminds us. The Gemara brings a similar Malchokas between Rav Meir and the Rabbi Yossi, who holds like the Chachamim, and Rabbi qualifies the Malchokas that they only disagree in the case of someone at the end of his second confinement, where his situation will improve if he's Tahor and worsen if he's Tameh, as he'll be distressed on becoming a Metzorah Muchlat. So, the heavily armed guards hired to prevent the Kohen from looking at people's Nagaim on Chol HaMoed weren't sure if they should let him go and look at the Metzorah at the end of his second confinement, and told a chazan to come back in a week after Sheva Brachas. Which reminds us, since becoming a Metzorah is dependent on the Kohen's declaration of the person being Tameh, we learn that a chazan who develops a Nega, we give him 7 days of a Sheva Brachas before examining it, and we also give him an allowance for his house and clothing. Similarly, if someone develops a Nega before a Regel, we give him 7 days of the Chag before examining it. Dav Ches, so the simmer Dav Ches is Challah. So here goes. The Chol HaMoed Challah delivery truck, Challah, that must be on Dav Ches. The Chol HaMoed Challah delivery truck stopped to drop off free challah to the man reburying his parents' bones, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states where Meir said that a person may gather the bones of his father and mother and bury them in an ancestral pond of Chol HaMoed because it's a simcha for him. Rashi explains that he's happy that they're buried next to their ancestors and it's not distressing for him. Rabbi Yossi said, Evel Hilo, it's a source of mourning for him, and therefore it's prohibited. Even though a person should mourn the entire day when he reinterns the bones, Abai explains that Rabbi Meir means that the simcha of the regel is upon him. Since he's very involved in the simcha of the chag, the reinterment doesn't bother him. So the Cholamod Chala delivery truck stopped to drop off free chala to the man reburying his parents' bones, and to the team busy lengthening some kuchin, which reminds us that the next mission states, Ein chofin kuchin ukvaros b'mod. We may not dig burial alcoves or graves during Cholamod of machanchin as a kuchin b'mod, but we may adjust burial alcoves during Cholamod, which means that we may shorten them. And a brisa teaches that we may also lengthen and widen them, even though it involves more tircha. So the Cholamod delivery truck stopped to drop off free challah to the man reburying his parents' bones, and to the team busy lengthening some kuchin, since they had so much extra challah from the chassan's canceled order, who just found out he couldn't get married on Cholamod. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ein nosin nashim b'moed, or besulos v'lamanos or miyabim. We may not marry women in Cholamod, neither virgins or widows, nor may we perform yibum b'fnei shesimchilo, because doing one of these things is a simcha form. And the Gemara brings four reasons why it's a problem to have this additional simcha on the chag. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.